four military veterans are riding motorcycles from Alaska to Argentina. Riding the Pan-America route is not unusual, but as KUEC's Dan Bross reports, the Army vets are attempting an unprecedented continuous journey that includes going through the roadless Darien Gap.
The Where the Road Ends expedition started in Dead Horse on Veterans Day. Expedition leader Wayne Mitchell, who grew up in Alaska, says the idea for the 19,000-mile Pan-America journey began with a conversation with fellow rider and Alaskan Mike Eastham when they were deployed overseas.
In 2004, Mike and I were in Iraq together, and we were talking about how they still hadn't built a road from Panama to Colombia.
Mitchell says the 100-mile stretch of swampy jungle known as the Darien Gap has been traversed a couple of times by motorcyclists making the trip from Alaska to Argentina, but not as part of one continuous journey.
The reason why nobody's really done it in a continuous trip is because to travel by land through the Darien jungle, you have to shoot for January, February, when it's the dry season. So in order to do that, when you kind of backward plan from there, you're left with going through Alaska in November.
It was a good shakedown cruise, for sure.
Expedition member Simon Edwards recounts the trip south from Prudhoe Bay as fairly smooth. He says except for sliding off the road a couple of times, the riders and their sidecar-equipped motorcycles held up well. Whether it's the cold and darkness of Alaska or the heat and snakes of Central America, Edwards says Army training has prepared the team.
In the military, you get real comfortable with being uncomfortable.
We're used to frustration, and we're also used to improvising and depending upon ourselves to get through a challenge.
Team member Rich Doring of Fairbanks hosted the expedition at his home, characteristic of Alaskan hospitality. Rider and mechanic Mike Eastham expects won't be matched as they head south.
The Alaska portion has been gravy because of the support. Quite honestly, you know, place to stay and meals, and that will be the easiest part of our trip. I'm not joking. When we hit Canada, it's tent camping and hot dogs and oatmeal, you know.
The team cites numerous people and businesses that are backing the trip, which is being filmed for a documentary. Expedition leader Wayne Mitchell says it's about shining positive light on military veterans' post-combat lives.
As the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have continued on, a lot of veterans are getting out of the service and doing a lot of really cool things, and I don't think they don't really get advertised as much, and they don't get talked about as much in the media. So that's certainly one of the goals of the documentary side of it.
The Where the Road Ends expedition is scheduled to reach the southern tip of South America this coming March. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.